And it's time now for our friend Larry Weber to join us by phone and tell us everything that's happening outdoors. Good morning, Larry.
Well, I'll try to tell you everything. We'll see how we do. We are ending the wonderful month of August, and we're ending it with another hot day. Forecasters are saying we will get above 80 degrees in the afternoon. If that's true, that will be the 16th day for this month, and it's obviously going to be a temperature higher above normal, about 5 degrees above normal, it looks like. This year, August is even hotter than July. Last Sunday, we spoke on Saturday. Well, the following day, Sunday, was a remarkable day. High temperature, 94 degrees. That was not a record-setting day. The actually record for that day was 95, so it didn't break the record. But the low temperature, 77, is amazing. That's higher than the normal high. And the average temperature for the day, almost, say, 86 degrees. Once again, just amazing. And the humidity to go along with that. Now, we did follow that up with some pretty good rain on Monday. And we got, at our house here, we got about 2 inches of rain. I talked to some people, it got 3 inches. Good amount, good soaker, what we've been waiting for. It took almost 3 weeks of August for it to happen. We had virtually 3 weeks without any rain at all. And then, of course, the temperatures were warm. We broke two streaks during the week. We broke the streak of 3 weeks without rain, and then we broke the streak of 14 straight days, 80 degrees or above, when we had, a day before yesterday, temperatures reached only 77. So weather-wise, we are ending hot. Now, we'll see what that has to offer for September, because forecast for this next week is 80 is not mentioned at all. So we'll see what happens as we get into September. Often September is a cooling month, which I pretty much expect we would. Precipitation-wise, even though we got a soaker this week, we are way below normal, not even half what we normally have. Forecast is saying possibly some more rain tonight. We'll see. 13.5 hours of daylight now, and it's quickly dwindling. The equinox is only 3 weeks away, and we are heading definitely into fall, at least as far as the light goes. And this brings for some migration. I was checking the statistics at Hawk Ridge. Hawk Ridge has already been watching the hawks and counting the hawks. They've had a couple days of a couple hundred hawks, especially flying right now, are the sharp-shinned hawks, but it's too early for the really big numbers of hawks. But it's not too early for the really big numbers of other birds, including things called nighthawks. Now, a nighthawk is a one word. It's not spelled with two words. It's one word, which means it's not really a hawk. And if you were to hold one in your hand, you would see that the bill is not at all a hooked beak like you see with real hawks. It is a very small beak. It's wide. It's good for catching bugs. They are migrant every fall. They come down the shore. There was a day where every fall, end of August, you go out there and you just expect to see hundreds of them. Well, in recent years, that flight has dropped off remarkably. But this week, very good. The numbers were seen in the thousands again, and that's a terrific thing if that numbers come back up. Very interesting to watch. They go through these just dives and so forth as they fly because they're catching insects along the way. The name nighthawk essentially means that we see them mostly in the evening, and that's because that's when insects seem to be most abundant. Other birds of note right now, we are still getting a lot of movements from warblers. I see them every day. The warblers that lived here are getting ready to go. They're joined by warblers from further north. Flickers, a kind of woodpecker that migrates through every year at about Labor Day weekend. I always see them along the side of the road. A brown bird, and when they fly up, you can see a white patch on their rump. They are a woodpecker that frequently goes to the ground, and they're a woodpecker that migrates in small flocks. So those ways, it acts different from other woodpeckers. Other things of note, we've had chipmunks in our yard every day lately. They are just picking up whatever they can find and storing it for the upcoming cold. But probably the biggest critter news is the same as I spoke about last week, and that is the insects. They are just phenomenal. I was telling about a patch of goldenrod several times this week. I went out and just stood in the middle of a patch of goldenrod, and it is just filled with insects. No, nothing attacked me. Nothing even knew I was there. But I was just watching all these. I must have seen two dozen kinds of them. Some of the more interesting ones, of course, are the bumblebees. They're always interesting. But there is this kind of fly which mimics a bee, which looks like a bee. It's totally harmless, but it looks like a bee. And because of that, people tend to, and other animals tend to leave them alone. But there's lots of those. And I saw those, just tons of them. And once again, they're totally harmless. I was able to photograph them and get close to them and so forth. Well, anytime you have large numbers of insects, you have large number of opportunists. And yeah, the opportunists are other insects themselves, like the dragonflies. There's plenty of dragonflies out there feeding on them. The big green darners or the little red meadowhawks are feeding on a lot of these insects. And then there's the spiders. We just got back from a walk this morning, and once again, there was a little bit of a fog enough to make all the webs show up along the roadside, just hundreds of them. And that is really a good sign. That tells us that something's going on right if we have that many spiders, because they're going to be feeding on a lot of the insects. And speaking of insect, I had just a terrific show put on this week. Right outside the house here, we have a big growth of phlox, also called Sweet William. And they're nice and tall. They must be close to 3.5 to 4 feet tall. And they're just big, beautiful purple flowers. Well, during right in the middle of the day, one day this week, up showed an insect that looks a lot like a hummingbird. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, a lot of people call them hummingbird moths. And pretty soon there were two, but anyway, they just kept flying around, visiting all the flowers. Well, every day since then, they've been back, and it's just a marvelous insect to watch. It flaps its wings so fast, it's just a blur, and it acts like a hummingbird because it comes up to the flower, and instead of sticking its beak down in the flower like the hummingbird does, it uncoils this long tongue into the flower. And it does all this by hovering in midair, and the wing beat is so fast, I had to use a very high speed on the camera to get a picture where I could actually see the wings. Uh-huh. The other remarkable thing is you probably have seen hummingbirds do the same thing, but hummingbirds will land after a while, and it looks like they take a rest or whatever. This thing never landed. It just kept right on going and going and going, and I expect it back again. They are actually a type of sphinx moth, and they will show up in the dusk, but this one was doing most of its feeding in the middle of the day. Other things of note, there are some migrant monarchs being seen, though monarchs this year have been quite a bit limited. They are being seen. The fall wildflowers continue. I am now up to about 10 kinds of sunflowers, about the same number for asters and goldenrods. And I don't think we're pretty much beyond that, but still, it adds a lot of color to the roadside. I was biking a section of the trail here yesterday, and it was just amazing how colorful it was along the roadsides. Tree color is showing up a little bit. We are entering the wonderful month of September tomorrow, and along with September, a lot of people look for color of leaves. The big color is, of course, at the end of the month, but we will start off now. You can find reds and some sumac and dogwood and maple, and then the vine Virginia creeper. They're all showing some red now. Plenty of yellows. I've seen some yellows and birch and aspen and poplar. But probably most of the yellows come from smaller plants that grow along the roadside. In particular, there's a little plant called dogbane, which is just very yellow along the roadside right now. But all that color is going to be enhancing every day, and by the end of the month, we will see a lot more. We're also seeing some pretty good berries. I had great applesauce last night made from some of our apples, and so they're getting ready to be picked now. I plan to go in a few minutes here. I plan to go out and go picking of blackberries, which ripened really well this week after the rain. And we still have raspberries, and I did some picking of blueberries this week. So this is still a good time for berries, and don't forget chokecherries. The only thing that's been missing, and I'm a little disappointed about this, is we don't have a large number of mushrooms. I thought maybe with the rain we had this week they would, but they seem to be holding off. They are out there, but not really a large number, so we'll be seeing if that happens. And once again, that's a typical thing for September, mm-hmm. that we get mushrooms. So yes, welcome to the new month and enjoy it. It is just a spectacular time.
Thank you, Larry.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. And Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.